Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be a mixture of clouds and some sun today, the high near 81. Extremely heavy rainfall overnight's resulted in a rapid rise of the Turkey River near La Crosse. It's led to warnings about being ready to move to higher ground if necessary, not driving vehicles into standing water areas. The Turkey River's 12-foot flood stage at one reporting station, 5 feet over that mark at 9 this morning, predictions of 22 to 24 feet by Friday evening. Mainly minor injuries reported from a traffic accident before 8 o'clock this morning on Highway 31 near Highway KR on the Racine-Kenosha County border, one vehicle ending up on its roof in the median. Mount Pleasant Police eventually giving way to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department on jurisdiction, South Shore paramedics taking at least one victim, a 39-year-old male, into the Ascension All Saints Hospital emergency room with overall body pain. Traffic affected in all directions as a result. Police in Milwaukee investigating the circumstances of two women hit by vehicles last night. Two different cars slamming into the first victim as she was crossing the street in the 5800 block of West Villard. She's in critical condition at Frederick Hospital. Another woman hit by a vehicle around the same time while in the 3400 block of South 60th Street. She's listed in serious condition. The Evenflow Child Car Seat Company recalling nearly 34,000 combination booster seats. The children in those seats apparently could loosen the harness without the adult's knowledge.
The recall covers certain Evolve 3-in-1 seats. Government documents say that if the harness is loose, it could increase the risk of injury in a crash. Evenflow says there have been no reports of injuries, but the company has received 27 complaints that children have been able to loosen the harness. The Ohio company will notify registered owners and provide a remedy kit at no cost. I'm Bill Michaels.
In Madison, the Joint Legislative Audit Committee has approved an audit of the Veterans Home at King. GOP Representative John Nygren is a committee member.
But if we're going to do our due diligence and actually take the service of our veterans seriously, we need to do the work rather than just making this potentially a political argument.
Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skoker says, bring it on.
I think that a majority of the members really don't realize that King has gone from a retirement home to a veterans nursing facility.
A recent Capital Times report highlighted concerns about medical care, staffing, and other issues at King, which is the largest of the state's veterans facilities. A glimpse into what the next state budget might include, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, comes through the various department submissions to Governor Walker. Among them, state-registered vehicles would be required to have just one license plate. The Department of Corrections would require counties to pick up 45% of the cost of supervising parolees, and emergency management would halt the stockpiling of sandbags for communities to fend off floods. Among the proposed cuts submitted by 45 state agencies, a decrease of nearly 27 state prosecutor positions to help save $2.4 million. Also, millions less in state funding for schools and the elimination of the state's grain inspection program. The trial of accused Kenosha County killer and multi-crime offender Andrew Obregon has been postponed until January because one of his attorneys is ill. Trial had been scheduled to begin next Monday with a pool of more than 100 prospective jurors notified for the situation. Over 200 questionnaires were sent out, but Kenosha County Judge Chad Kirkman granted the defense request to put off the trial. A status conference will now be held January 26th, the trial tentatively set to go on the 30th. That clears those potential jurors from recently being contacted from having to report to the Kenosha County office building. County board supervisors have been urged during Tuesday night's meeting, clear off your desk to accommodate the large group. It's been a year since Marquette University set up its own fully commissioned police department. It has led to the campus and surrounding neighborhood becoming much safer, at least based on the numbers. Chief Paul Mascari says that having their own police department has really been a big plus for the university.
We can handle things from beginning to end. We're able to make arrests now. We can process those on campus, rather than having to call the Milwaukee Police Department.
The number of batteries and assaults down more than 60%, and almost 50% drop in robberies, a 25% decline in burglaries. Users of Yahoo may be at risk of having their personal information exposed to hackers. Michael Descano reports.
Yahoo is expected to confirm soon that a massive data breach has disclosed the information of tens of millions of its users. The tech news website Recode says Yahoo has been investigating claims that a hacker was trying to sell the usernames, passwords, and birthdates of Yahoo account users on the black market dark web. Recode says the breach could affect up to 200 million accounts. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Republican Party of Racine County opening up a second location in Burlington at 925 Milwaukee Avenue, a grand opening celebration from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening. Many of Racine County's top Republican officials are expected to attend. The other GOP office is in a strip mall on the northeast corner of Highway 20 and Emerson Road in Mount Pleasant. The Democratic Party of Racine County has a single location, 606 6th Street in downtown Racine. In Kenosha, credit card skimming devices found at three financial locations, two suspects shown on surveillance video installing them at North Shore Bank on Green Bay Road and a pair of TrueStone Financial Credit Unions on Green Bay Road and 30th Avenue. Kenosha police not saying when those devices were put onto the ATMs, but do indicate the suspects also put a camera on each machine to see the PIN numbers of customers. Suspects were driving a Mercedes SUV with Indiana license plates. A man on surveillance video did what was described as a happy dance while allegedly withdrawing money from another man's bank account at an ATM, and he's now facing charges. 32-year-old Jesse Wissell facing felony personal ID theft and four misdemeanors, allegedly withdrew just over $700 from the account of a man who was in the Waukesha County Jail at the time. That man eventually got out, then filed a complaint with Racine Police. Snapshots from two ATMs obtained by investigators appear to show Wissell withdrawing the cash, and once doing so, got a little dance going to prove he was successful. Court records also indicated yesterday that he failed to show up for his first appearance. In Janesville, the police department's canine unit gets a donation from the local Petland store. Officers able to find and return a stolen black pug puppy, which officials at the store had expected would never happen. Surveillance video there showed a man putting the black puppy under a shirt, then walking out of the store this past weekend. A Crime Stoppers tip gave Janesville police enough information on who had the dog, along with a vehicle description. The suspect's car was then stopped by a patrol officer. Reports had the man driving it denying anything about a stolen puppy. Then the dog appeared from under some clothes on the floor by the back seat and began to bark. The driver and his girlfriend were arrested. And Eau Claire County ready to start moving past technology that was first installed after the Y2K scare. County's leadership has agreed to spend $1.5 million on new technology upgrades, the first in 13 years. The hope is to have Eau Claire County better sharing information. The Sheriff's Department there would likely realize the biggest benefit. Wisconsin factoring into the latest jobless benefits report coming out of Washington. The Labor Department said today 252,000 Americans had filed first-time claims for benefits last week. That is 8,000 fewer than the week before. Claims have now been below the 300,000 mark for 81 weeks in a row, the longest streak in 46 years. Steepest increases documented in Virginia, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, West Virginia, and Minnesota. Biggest declines coming out of California, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, and New York. Governor Scott Walker reaching out directly to the top Republican in the Assembly with a call to work together on transportation funding.
In a letter to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Walker says he welcomes constructive input on the budget request the Department of Transportation submitted last week, but also warned that he will not support a plan that grows the size of government. We did not get elected as conservatives to raise taxes or fees, he argues. Voss and other GOP leaders have been critical of the governor's stance against raising the gas tax or vehicle registration fees, along with plans to delay key road projects. In a letter back to the governor, the speaker says the assembly plans to hold hearings on the future ramifications of the DOT's budget request. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Racine Zoo is going to be celebrating World Rhino Day on Saturday to raise funds and awareness about the critically endangered animal with a number of events. The zoo is kicking things off at 9 a.m. with the Alliance of the Great Lakes Adopt-a-Beach program for cleanup of the North Beach. Everybody who volunteers to get free admission to the zoo for the day. When the gates open at 9, there will be activities to also honor the zoo's two eastern black rhino, Timu and Kianga. There'll be a scavenger hunt, a snacktivity, face painting, and more. A news release has rhino conservation being a major initiative for the Racine Zoo. Recent spray-painted vandalism to signs at Devil's Lake State Park, allegedly done by a teenager on vacation. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office says that 16-year-old from Onalaska was referred to juvenile court. The main entrance sign leading to the north shore of the park painted over with satanic symbols back in mid-August. Spray paint also extensively damaging a number of road signs in the area, plus other park structures. Citizen tips led to that teenager's arrest. The unemployment rate in Racine fell 0.4% from July to August. Numbers out from the State Department of Workforce Development and for other areas from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Racine's jobless rate in August was 6.7%, still highest in the state. Milwaukee's rate was 6.3%, down a tenth. The rate in Mount Pleasant was 5.2% and 4.6% in Caledonia, both unchanged from July. The jobless rate in Kenosha was 5.3%, fourth highest in the state, and down three-tenths from the month before. It was 3.7% in Oak Creek, down two-tenths. Racine County's jobless rate was 5.3%, and it was 4.8% in Kenosha County, both down two-tenths from July. The unemployment rates in all area municipalities decreased or were equal to the rates of a year ago, except in Mount Pleasant, with a half-percent increase over August of 2016. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
S.C. Johnson going to host a second Right at Night series, bringing back the evening tours of the company's Racine campus and the architecture of Frank Lloyd Wright. There will be three Right at Night programs this fall, each following a scheduled community interest program. The tour is to last about 2 hours and will include the administration building and the research tower. Now, reservations are required for these tours. Additional information is available online at scjohnson.com/visit. SCJ also announcing that the company will be the presenting sponsor of the 2017 Chicago Architecture Biennial. Company providing $2.5 million toward the event. It'll take place from mid-September through the end of December next year. More than 8,000 attendees at the 2015 Biennial visited Racine for tours of the SC Johnson campus. And the public invited to visit the recently completed Richard Oscarson Memorial Prairie inside of Pleasant Prairie's Prairie Springs Park. The memorial recently completed along the northern shore of Lake Andrea. It includes a footpath, reclaimed prairie preserve with oak trees, emergent shrubs, a butterfly garden, a memorial stone, and three benches. This memorial funded and installed by Kenosha Grounds Care. Oscarson, who passed away in April along with his wife, owned and operated it for 26 years. Kenosha Grounds Care planting memorial trees inside the park and completing many of the public and private landscaping projects in the village of Pleasant Prairie. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.